This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is Friday. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, guys. Come on through and have a nice cold Heyman Ale. That is our brew. It is on tap here. Let's talk to our buddy. We get a chance every week to talk to Tony Gwynn Jr. He is an analyst and obviously Odyssey.com MLB Insider, guys. Insider calls presented by BetQL. We got the matchups. And, you know, Tony, we talked about this last week, but I got to give you credit. You've been saying this all along. You said you thought the Dodgers were the better team. They advanced last night. What did you think of that game?
I thought it was a carbon copy of, it seemed like, the other four games. Really right. Highly contested game, great pitching, some key plays there that kind of put it over top. Bellinger, who struggled all season long, gets some redemption and gets the go-ahead knock. And then, of course, you close things out with Scherzer, the bulldog he is. I thought that series would go that way, and now it sets up to what I think a lot of people thought at the beginning of the season would be, was another Braves-Dodgers in LCS.
I mean, there's more than one way to start a game and end a game. We've seen that now. Analytics come into play. The Rays have done it. The A's have done it. And now to see a major market team like the Dodgers do it, and we were debating it all day yesterday, Tony. It worked. What did you think when you first heard what they were going to do?
I thought it was brilliant. I really did. It's the first time all year long that any team has really put the Giants on their toes. Usually the Giants are the ones making everybody else react to them and how they play. But by starting Knebel, it forced Gabe Kapler to – he couldn't go all righties or all lefties like he wanted to, because he knew Urdias was going to come in at some point. And, you know, he had this kind of had to split it a little bit. He threw a couple righties in there, a couple of the lefties in. He didn't have the matchups necessarily that maybe he would have won it later on in the game because of it. So I think, you know, it neutralized what the Giants like to do to some extent. And I think scoring first was the most important thing, I thought, for the Dodgers, and they were able to accomplish both.
Tony Gwynn Jr., our guest, guys, talking about the MLB playoffs, obviously ALCS and NLCS. Now we know who's playing. Astros, Red Sox tonight. Game one of our series starts tomorrow. I want to talk about Mookie. You know, he got that huge deal a couple of years ago, and everybody's like, whoa! But you see night in and night out, and especially in the playoffs, and you know, we've seen it up close, Tony. I mean, we saw it last year in the NLCS. He damn near beat us by himself, right, the way he played, making catches in the outfield. And then last night, I mean, he was murdering Webb. Four hits? Mookie is just good, man.
He is. I mean, this is why he's one of the best players in this league, and he's been one of the best players in the league for the last three or four seasons. Now, listen, he was hurt a lot this year and really wasn't healthy. When he got healthy, you started to see Mookie Betts. And last night just kind of exemplifies why he's, you know, so important to that ball, because really nobody else was doing anything off of Webb. Webb had it going again last night, but Mookie wore him out. I mean, whether he was behind in the count, ahead in the count, as soon as Webb made a mistake, he didn't miss it. He gets on base, he's still second. Comes around to score the first run of that game. And listen, I just think with that ball club, he is one of the biggest pieces to, because he does everything. He runs the bases, he plays a gold glove defense, and then he on offensive end, he can do a little bit of everything. And his importance, I think, may not be valued during the regular season when you can just stack up numbers. When it gets to this time of year, his importance shines through.
It is Tony Gwynn Jr., guys, our Odyssey Baseball Insider here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks. Come on by and have a brew with us up here in Kennesaw. So, Tony, now we get ready for the Dodgers. Carl had some numbers yesterday. We actually match up better in some statistics against the Dodgers. We handle some of their pitchers. You know, velocity, we can, you know, the harder it comes, the harder some of our guys will send it out. But what do you think about Charlie Morton? Because he went on short rest. We'll have to start with Max Fried. But you got to throw Morton in game two, don't you?
I would think so, especially considering he's already gone on short rest once. You like to have him with the proper amount of rest, but I honestly don't think you can go wrong with him or Max. Max is pitching, you know, at an elite level right now, and I got to see that here in San Diego, as I mentioned to you guys last week, and he has pitched like that every start since then. So I would think you go Morton second and have Max go that first game, but – you know, as I said, Snitker, he's got some good options in front of him that he can use. And with these two teams going up against one another, they don't make a lot of mistakes. You know they're going to pitch. I think the Dodgers may have the edge in bullpen and depth offensively, but this is as closely aligned as you're going to get in an NLCS matchup when you look at these two teams and how they're constructed.
Let's talk about the Astros and the Red Sox. We all know that they come into this series tainted, right? Let's be honest. It doesn't matter who advances. They get to the World Series, whether it's the Red Sox or the Astros, and part of the storyline is going to be, hey, these two teams got caught cheating a couple of years ago. But we all know the Astros story was a lot bigger. How does that impact, or does it at all, in your opinion, Tony, in these next seven games, if it goes seven? I think the Astros are a better team, but I just think that's in the back of a lot of people's minds.
It is in the back of a lot of people's mind. That was the saddest part about that whole fiasco, was that moving forward from that day, no matter what they did at the highest level, that would always be in the back of the people's mind. That's going to be the case, I would guess, for the next 5 or 6 years moving beyond this. So, I mean, I don't know that it has an impact in the series itself. I think these two teams, it's going to boil down to offense. I think the staff that can put up the most resistance will have the best chance to win, because these two offenses are as hot as any offenses in the playoffs right now. They put up an abundance of runs, and they can do it in a hurry. And so whoever can throw up a couple zeros, I think, has the best chance. And I look at that as a Red Sox advantage right now. I think they're coming in with confidence high. They got a little chip on their shoulder. But on the flip side, I'm one that's starting to believe the Astros have kind of just bought into the bad guy role. I think they play their best baseball when they feel like people are talking noise about them, and they've proven that time and time again. So I think this is going to – both of these series, I think, go seven because of how well the two teams match up against one another.
And we talked a lot yesterday about Dusty. Dusty's like the perfect guy, handles it. He's stoic more than that.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, Tony, we started the show talking about it. I mean, you got two historic teams, Giants and Dodgers, all the amazing things we talked about, and it ends on a check swing. And we've seen guys go further than that and not be called punched out. I mean, it's anticlimactic. I mean, I know you can't review balls and strikes, but my gosh, what a terrible way to end that series.
Part of the problem with that stupid rule in the first place it's so gray. Like, there really isn't a defined what is a check swing. You talk to different people, break wrist, how far he cut. None of that is actually in the rule. So, you know, they need to kind of sharpen their focus as to what it is. Now, listen, we're talking about this because it ended a NLDS game. It ended the entire series. So, of course, it's going to be a subject of conversation, but it doesn't happen often, so I don't know that there's necessarily a rule change that needs to be implemented. But I've said that for a long time. That check swing call and the bunt call are the most difficult calls for umpires to make, because there really isn't a defined standard to what it should be. And, you know, it'd be nice to have that. But, you know, if you watch this game enough, you know baseball has a gang of rules that just don't make a whole lot of sense.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.